Downtown's own sharp-dressed man, man about town, food editor of Down East Magazine, host of Food Coma TV, and raconteur, Joe Riccio. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how we doing?
Fantastic. How's your Friday?
You know, it's moving along.
Glad to hear that.
Off the steak.
Nice, nice. So you are part of your global domination. That plan seems to be making some big steps forward because you did a little Boston food preview, and it's not only out there in the Ritz-Carlton magazine, hello, hello, but translated into Chinese. Wow.
It is, yeah. It's literally at every Ritz-Carlton in the world for the next few months if you're the kind of in-room magazine. So if you're in Malaysia and you want to know about Boston, you can pick up your magazine, and also if you're in China, it will be translated into Chinese. So I've never seen that before. That's a first for me.
I say that's a level of fame that few people achieve.
Well, you know, I'll admit, I mean, if I'm in a hotel room and I'm reading the magazine, I'm not usually looking at who wrote the article, but I'll take it anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, we want to talk about a couple of things this afternoon. First of all, it's that time of year when people tend to eat maybe a little bit healthier and trying to get in shape, yeah, blah, 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 and go for salads. And so I wanted to ask you this question. When is a salad not a salad? When is it no longer a healthy thing?
When it is more than 50% fried stuff and cheese.
That's the cutoff, 50%?
I'd say about 50%. I mean, you know, and then if it's, you know, how drowned in ranch dressing is it? You know, if you can still make out the vegetables, or if it pretty much looks like a ocean of ranch with a few chicken nuggets and shredded cheese in there, I don't know. Which, you know, a lot of the salads are these days. You know, they try to get you by putting on the salad menu, but, you know, the honey crisp salad is really just a chicken nugget salad.
Yeah, and I like salads, and I like my meat there too, but I don't always want them together. And if I do, perhaps not dipped in batter and deep fried, I can go without that. And I'd like to have more in my salad that please God than just iceberg lettuce.
You know, and that's the thing. And to me, like hot fried food served on top of iceberg lettuce is disgusting because it wilts the lettuce. And it's bad for both. It cools down the fried food and it heats up the lettuce. I just don't think it's a good combination of things, personally. I think a salad, you know, it's like you want something. I mean, it doesn't have to be. Like, salad's a very broad term, obviously. There's pasta salad. There's potato salad. But we're talking about pretty much a green salad here, you know, I'm assuming. And, you want it to be something, I mean, when I eat a salad, I generally want it to be something that I don't hate myself for eating afterwards.
Right. Yeah, and the dressing too. Depending on what your mission is, if you're looking to maintain or lose weight, sometimes half the calories in a salad come from that dressing.
Yeah, you know, if you get your kids, you know, you can brag about getting your kids to eat their vegetables, but if they're drowning them in ranch dressing, it doesn't really make them that healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Exactly. All right. Now, we also, Joe, wanted this week to get your advice. Because Carrie and I both like to cook, but we want something that people can use to impress whoever they need to impress. Could it be a date? Could it be friends, neighbors, family, boss, whoever it might be? A meal that you can prepare that will impress people that might not be as hard as it looks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if it's somebody coming over your house, I'm assuming for the first time, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I guess you also want to go a little fail-proof with this, because if it's the first time over and you overcook something or whatever, it's hard to really dig yourself out of that hole. They're just going to kind of like, you know, forever, they're probably not going to come back to your house for dinner. So I like to do, you know, my first, I mean, I've talked about bolognese before. I've gone through that whole process on the show. But for first-time guests, especially if it's a group, and I think you can't go wrong with, like, you know, rigatoni, meatballs, and sauce, because, you know, generally, unless the person coming over is a vegan, everybody likes that. And it's also something you can have going that you can, if it's really good, it seems like you probably took a long time with it, even though you don't have to. And it's not a lot of busy work, you know? It's like you can have it done and simmering before your date gets to the house. And not to mention, when they do get there, the house is going to smell amazing.
I love that, too. And that's, yeah, look, that's the first thing. Open the door and be greeted by that aroma.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that can make up for a lot of things. So, I don't know. I mean, do you want me to run through the run through the process, or do you want me to just leave it at that?
No, give us a little of the process. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Well, I think to do the, when I say the rigatoni meatballs, I'm talking like, you know, American red sauce. I'm not talking bolognese. So I like to use, personally, Hunt's tomatoes because they're a little sweeter, and they just remind me of, like, what my grandma used to make. So you want to start with an onion, or actually half an onion diced. You want two large cans of the Hunt's crushed tomatoes and one large can of the Hunt's tomato sauce, not the one that's, like, ready to – Not the one that's, you know, the jarred sauces, but like the big one looks like the crush. So get those, and then for your meatballs, you're going to want to go a 50-50. I say a pound of ground pork and a pound of ground beef. You want to put a couple eggs in there, Parmesan cheese, minced garlic, or garlic powder, granulated garlic. It's actually totally fine to use both. Or either, salt, pepper, and I like to basically take Italian bread, like a piece of a stale Italian bread, put in a bowl, and slowly add water while you're working it until it's almost like the consistency of a dough. And then you want to add that to the bowl, mix it all together, and you want to form your meatballs basically like about a golf ball size. You know, get those going. Get some really good butter. Heat up a bunch of butter in a fry pan. So half of the onion diced, we're going to reserve for the sauce. But the other half you want to cut into, like, basically quarter it.
Yep.
And you're going to pan fry both the onions and the meatballs until they're browned on each side in the butter in batches. And each time, you're going to add them to the sauce, which I'll discuss in a moment. You're going to add everything in the pan to the sauce, so all the browning butter and onion and everything, and start over again in the pan with more butter. Keep frying the meatballs. The sauce, you want to take the other half of the diced onion, saute that in olive oil for 3 or 4 minutes, not until, so it shouldn't brown, but it should be translucent. You want to add all the canned tomatoes. Salt, pepper, you want to add about a tablespoon of sugar just to kind of offset the acidity of the tomato.
Yep.
And then you get that simmering, and then just start adding those meatballs in batches. So you want the meatballs to finish cooking in the sauce with all that butter, but you want to brown them in the fry pan. And, of course, at this point, if you want to add Italian sausage or, you know, pork chops, whatever, anything, you just brown the meat and butter, throw it in the sauce. And then you want to bring it up to a simmer. Let it simmer for about a half hour, you know, 40 minutes. And, yeah, whatever pasta you like. I like rigatoni because I think it kind of catches the sauce in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cook the pasta. You can actually toss the pasta with a little olive oil and cheese rather than putting cheese directly on. So it's almost like you almost make the rigatoni into a little bit of, like, mac and cheese to put your tomato sauce and meatballs on. And then Italian bread and butter, and you're good to go. I mean, it's not going to be – you're not going to be going for a jog after. But you know, it will make the person less likely to want to leave your house because
I love it.
Be able to move.
God, I can smell it already. Yeah, but it sounds great. That's all you need to know right there. Easy to do, impressive to enjoy. Joe Riccio joining us for Shut Up and Eat. Joe, thanks as always. You have yourself a great weekend.
You as well. Talk soon.